I was talking to Richard Vinroot the other day when the subject of gerrymandering came up. He had a lot to say about it. Vinroot, for those of y'all who are new to town, was mayor of Charlotte from 1991 to 95. He's a moderate Republican, but he is most definitely a Republican. His party has used gerrymandering to his advantage recently all throughout the country, especially here in North Carolina. He wishes they wouldn't. Vinroot, as well as Jim Martin, who's a former Republican governor here, have talked to the GOP leaders of the legislature over the years about making political districts more fair and more reflective of the state's population. They've even suggested delaying those changes 10 or 12 years so that current office holders could protect their seats. They've gotten nowhere. Sometimes power only respects power. And so gerrymandering in North Carolina has landed in a powerful place, the U.S. Supreme Court. The court's expected to rule as soon as today on a case brought by the advocacy group Common Cause. The suit claims that the state's congressional maps are unconstitutional because they're drawn to favor one party. It doesn't help the GOP's case that Republicans in the General Assembly made it clear that that's what they were trying to do. And it worked. In the 2018 elections, Republicans won 9 of the 12 seats, even though they got just 50% of the statewide votes. Now, there's one seat still up for grabs, the now-famous District 9, which has gone through more drama than a Netflix series. Republican Dan Bishop will face Democrat Dan McCready in a special election for the seat in September. Let's take a moment, though, just to remember what that district looks like. District 9 crawls like a slug across the northern border of South Carolina, taking it a wedge of South Charlotte, but stretching all the way across to Fayetteville. It's beyond any notion of common ground or common sense. Now, last time around, it produced a close race. We thought Republican Mark Harris had won by just 905 votes. That was before we found out there was election fraud and Harris dropped out of the race. But the district is designed so a Republican should normally win, while drawing in enough Democrats to keep them from getting a majority in some other district. Both parties have been guilty of rigging the system over our history. But lately, the Republicans have made it an especially dark art. One good rule in covering politics is that there's no telling what the Supreme Court will do. They could rule that gerrymandering is shady, but doesn't rise to the level of being unconstitutional. But even with two new members appointed by President Trump, the court recently ruled in favor of Democrats in a similar case in Virginia. Well, I say they ruled in favor of Democrats. The truth is, they ruled in favor of elections where both parties start on level ground with an equal chance to win. That sounds like a pretty good definition of democracy, but it doesn't sound like the way North Carolina works right now.